traders' anger as borough's parking charge changes are approved by senior councillors. A raft of car parking charge increases will be introduced in Calderdale after senior councillors approved pricing changes amid a bitter backlash from residents, businesses and political opponents. Calderdale Council's Cabinet agreed to implement the proposals and also to implement some changes which were previously approved but had been put on hold. The decision has sparked fury from traders in some of Calderdale's town centres who highlighted the huge impact increases would have on businesses already facing a daily fight to survive. Opposition leader Councillor Stephen Lee Ryburn also hit out saying his Conservative group was totally opposed to the changes. It was difficult to understand the logic of such big increases, some by up to 400%, he said, at a time when Calderdale residents were struggling to get by. His group were calling in the decision to be debated by scrutiny councillors who may ask Cabinet to reconsider, he told the meeting this week. The new charges have met with a backlash, including Brighouse Bid, whose co-chair Leslie Adams had written to Calderdale Council leader Councillor Scullion asking her to reject the proposals. The business group had surveyed members who were 92% opposed to the on-street parking charge changes and 100% opposed to the off-street parking charge changes. While accepting some discussions around charging need to take place, Ms. Adams said, "While understanding the council faces financial challenges, we want to highlight the huge impact we think these increases would have on businesses who are already facing a daily fight to survive in the wake of increasing costs and decreasing consumer spending power. Increases and some reductions are on the way." Cabinet Member for Public Services and Committees, Councillor Jenny Lynn, said charges were reviewed regularly. Money raised from these was ring-fenced to highway issues, including helping pay for maintaining the road, she insisted. Councils had suffered cuts in funding over recent years, added Councillor Lynn, Labour Park. Increases on the whole have been limited to what they would have been if the increases in line with inflation had taken place. In some cases, the charges that we're looking at haven't had actually been increased for quite a long time. In some cases, we've actually put the price down, she said. Councillor Lynn said while increases in some places might seem significantly higher than in another, this was because the council was trying to take into account the particular issues facing businesses and residents, which were different in the borough's different towns and villages. Having adopted a parking charge policy last autumn, proposals aim to meet objectives, said Councillor Lynn. For example, trying to discourage people from driving round and round town centres looking for car parking spaces and belching out fumes, some of the lesser charges encouraged use of outer edge car parks, she added. Councillor Leader Jane Scullion, Labour Ludden and Foot, said a submission by Skirkcote Ward Councillor Mike Barnes, Labour, had been taken into account. This seemed to refer to the issue of residents' parking permits, which had been proposed to be £30 for the first permit, £60 for the second permit and £90 for a third permit. Councillor Lynn said that they would be amended to £30 for the first permit, £40 for a second permit and £60 for the third permit. This would result in people not paying more than an extra 40 pence per week for a permit, said Councillor Lynn, who added she did not think that that was unreasonable.